Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
All this month, we're profiling some of this year's finalists in the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards and talking to them about some of the issues facing modern day Irish entrepreneurship. Chief among those issues is obviously something called Brexit. I'm delighted this morning to be joined by one of this year's finalists. That's Francis McArdle from Height for Hire. Maurice Healy from the Healy Group. He was a finalist from 2 years ago. He joins us as well. And a tax partner in EY, Sarah Conlon, also joins us. You're all very welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you all.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you.
Sarah, maybe we just let's talk tax to kick us off.
Wonderful.
I know I'm trying to keep myself awake and keep others awake here. So, just tell us about the sort of tax landscape that you forecast when Brexit actually happens.
So there's a couple of things, I think, Bobby. I think competitively, we're not necessarily at the races from other jurisdictions. Our top rate of tax for an employee is 52%. But the problem really in Ireland is that our entry point to the higher tax rates are very, very low compared to somewhere like the UK. Top rate in the UK is 47%, but the entry level is 150,000 sterling, whereas here it's 34,500, which is very significant. I think we have to do something in terms of competitiveness on the personal tax rates, both the income taxes and the capital gains tax. And I do think we did make a shift in that regard this year in the budget, and we hope to do that over the coming years as well.
Can I ask you about the entrepreneur's relief? That's a million euro. You can earn, well, you can sell a business and you can get a million euro at 10%, whereas in the UK it's like 10 million.
Yes. So in Ireland it's a 10% capital gains tax rate on a gain of a million, and we really had hoped that that would shift this year in the budget, but it didn't. You compare that in the UK to 10% on 10 million on the sale of whole or part of a business.
Just the net effect of that, if we just stand back from it for a second, that means that entrepreneurs who are risk takers, people who build businesses, who exit businesses, and who, when they exit a business, they're more likely to go again.
Absolutely.
But if they're paying that much tax, they're, I think I would suggest, unlikely to reinvest.
And potentially they're paying 33% here over a million, which is very significant, compared to 20% over 10 million in the UK.
Yeah.
So we really have to shift the dial on that.
Okay, let's talk to two of our entrepreneurs. I'm delighted to welcome Francis McArdle from Height for Hire. Francis, you're very welcome to the programme. You might start by telling us a little bit about your business, if you would.
Okay, thanks for having us on, Bobby. It's very exciting for me to be here.
Great.
So Height for Hire was started in 1978 by my father, Harry McArdle, and he had a power washing business, and he had a problem. He had to clean down a building and he couldn't get up to the height. So he bought himself a second-hand van-mounted cherry picker, and then he realised the problem he had was the same problem lots of other people had. So he bought more of them and dropped the water jetting and stuck with the cherry pickers. So now we have actually more than 2,000 units in 20 locations across 4 countries, and we employ almost 200 people.
I was staggered by that. 2,000 machines, and these are machines of significance, are they not?
Well, we have a very broad range. We're the largest privately owned cherry picker rental business in Ireland and the UK, and we have machines that run from 4 metres to 90 metres.
Wow.
So we have just become specialist in this market. So I suppose our expertise is that we know our sectors so well, we know what the customers need before they even know what they need, and we're constantly checking what's available and buying the stuff in advance for the customers.
And you've worked in some pretty cool places, on the set of Die Hard 5, Game of Thrones, the redevelopment of Lansdowne Road in Croke Park, all your equipment at all those venues.
Absolutely. And
you know, great?
Yeah, we were at a conference recently in Croke Park, and there's lots of photographs of Height for Hire machines there. Like the GAA would be one that would be very close to our hearts, being from Termin Fechin originally. So,
wow,
yeah,
that great.
Am I allowed to say up the Fechins?
That's
our local team.
I'm going to bring in our next guest, Maurice Healy, because just to introduce his business, and then we'll talk a little bit about Brexit, if that's okay. Maurice, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, tell us about the Healy Group, Maurice.
I say it regularly that we're an old-fashioned conglomerate.
Great.
It's extraordinarily difficult for me to actually describe what we do, because it's so diversified. Like, we've everything from restaurants to chia business down in Uganda. Like, we literally just actually built a new factory down in Kampala for chia seed, which is the newest addition to it, right? And we're just about to go into dried pineapple down there as well. So,
when you get into these things, like, I presume there's a strategy about.
No,
is there not?
No,
it's like looking for opportunity.
You fall over a stone, and suddenly you have a hole. And when you fall over a stone, you're in the hole. You didn't try to dig your way out of it. Chia seed came around. It was a pure accident, really and truly. So I got involved about 3 years ago. And then I discovered, actually, it's the new superfood. And then suddenly I said, well, we'll do a bit of research in this. So we put 6 or 8 months of research in, and then I bought a factory in China, shipped it over to Uganda. Now we have 7,000 farmers down in Uganda growing chia.
Isn't that incredible?
And it's a superfood. So and it lifts them out of poverty, which is incredible as well. So it has a double effect. It gives me a business opportunity, and it actually helps the farmers as well. But my core business is Comida down in Clamel, which is actually a pharmaceutical company. And then we're a food ingredients company as well.
Okay, so food ingredients, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, nutritionals.
Nutrition out of China, yes, based in Shanghai.
Okay.
Nutrition, yeah.
And where else are you? You're in China, you're in Germany, is that right?
We're partnering with Germany because we grow all our potatoes in Germany. That's a huge part of our business, again, for producing potato starch. And then we have a chemical production facility over in Holland.
Okay,
So it's fairly diversified, okay. Really and truly. And I was just telling him about Ludgate and Skibbereen as well. Like, I got involved in Ludgate when it started, and then myself and Sean O'Driscoll actually put a seed fund together for attracting business into Skibbereen, because it's the only 1 gigabit town in the country.
We've been down there, yeah, it's great.
I know you've been down there, yeah. It's fantastic. And we've invested in 3 companies. One is StayPal, one is a luxury travel business, and one is a pampering company. So, like, we're very diversified.
Okay.
Literally.
Now, we want to talk about Brexit, Morris, and I'm going to stay with you for a moment, because just tell me about your business and your relationship with the UK.
Well, we have 2 facilities in the UK. We have the Pharmaceutical Industrial Division based in Manchester, and, of course, the Healy Innovation Centre is based in Leicester. And like, Brexit to us in Ectrovect is either an opportunity that we take because we reinvest in more business in the UK, or it is a problem. And it actually works in one way, because all our inputs as a distributor of raw material is coming from Europe.
Yeah.
So therefore the cost of that in relation to sterling is increasing the input cost into my customers in the United Kingdom. And on the other hand, I have another problem. In Ireland, I have customers who are actually selling into the United Kingdom, and sterling is weakened. And
so
again,
if their business is weak, they're in yours.
So, like, we're trying to balance that and, like, hedge ourselves into that. Now, I have to say this, the last 12 months have been extremely difficult, because in some ways we're trying to support the British customers with our import costs and help them to stay alive, because some of the products I supply are not produced in Britain. They're only produced in Europe, and that's a real problem.
Okay. Wow, that's really, really, really complex. Let me go back to Francis McArdle. Again, could I ask you about your own business relationship with the UK today, and maybe where you see it going, Francis?
Okay, well, we opened in Belfast in 1996 once the peace agreement had settled in there, and then we went into Glasgow quite quickly in 1998. So we have 6 locations across Northern Ireland, Scotland and the UK. What's, I suppose, fortunate for us is that our costs are locally incurred. So we're paying wages in sterling, we're paying rent and rates in sterling, diesel, consumables. So the Brexit, I'm not saying we're not concerned, but we're not overly concerned.
And what about
repatriation
of profits and that kind of thing then? So,
well, there is some effect there, but we're still quite well hedged, because we're incurring the costs in the market that we're serving.
Yeah.
And and I think that we are looking at opening new depots, not only in Ireland but in the UK as well. So I think that our business model is pretty robust, and I think we'll be able to roll with the punches.
And are you doing anything specific then in relation to Brexit? Have you decided as a business that, because I don't really know what's going to happen, because no one seems to really know, I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, or I'm not going to do, which is often the case with business, which is probably the bigger problem when people don't do things rather than do them.
Well, I suppose in the broader picture, The commercial activity in the UK, there have been some stalling on projects because people are holding back a little before they push the button on projects until they see what will happen. So generally economic activity in the UK is down a little. But from our point of view, it's business as usual. We opened another depot in Scotland just over a month ago, and we're looking for other locations. The other thing, I suppose, is the labour shortage is going to be a bit of a problem, and we're looking at identifying talent in the UK so that our payroll is not, we're paying in sterling for services that can be moved.
Let me finish on that point with Sarah Connell. And Sarah, just that issue about labour and the disparity in labour rates, the cost of living in one economy versus the other.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we do have a talent, so to speak, issue looming. Employment rates are at an all-time high now again. We've had, I think our unemployment rates are back at 2008. What we lack is skills in Ireland. So we have to keep everybody in Ireland that we have already. We have to, I suppose, improve our education system to make sure that we keep the right people here. But then second to that, we need to attract foreign individuals back to Ireland, whether they're Irish returning or the UK people over. And our cost of living is high and our personal tax rates are high. We have one really, really special relief called Special Assignment Relief Programme, which is attracts anybody coming back to Ireland who hasn't been here for 5 years. The problem with it is that it's an entry level of €75,000.
Okay.
So if we reduce that, we will be very happy.
Okay, that's interesting to say. Okay, well listen, it's been a pleasure to get your views, and thank you all for coming in to me and to talk to me. I do want to remind you that on Monday night at 8 o'clock, the EY Entrepreneur of the Year, that programme is on B3. It's well worth a look. You can see all you guys at your businesses and see. And we're also looking forward to the awards later this month. So thanks very much to my guests, Maurice Healy from the Healy Group, Francis McCartney from Height for Hire, and Sarah Connellan, tax partner at EY.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.